Please note the views on Intimatades are those of Wayne and Ants, and not professional or the views of DSJNP Entertainment.
Help! I need somebody. Help! Not just anybody. Help! You know I need someone.
Help! Hello and welcome to episode 2 of Intimatades, a show where we hand out personal advice on personal issues and the like. I can't do this alone. I have to do this with a very special colleague. So, Wayne is a baker. You are my esteemed co-host. How are you, mate?
I'm good. I'd like to announce myself now as your glamorous assistant. I am your Debbie McGee to your Phil Daniels. Paul Daniels, even.
Phil Daniels. That's a good start. Never heard of him.
He's actually an actor, but... Quadrophenia, but that's not who I was after.
No. Good week for you?
Oh, you know me, plodding along like usual. How's your week, Bimba?
Had a tiring day yesterday. I've done about 4 different podcasts yesterday, so very tired today. I've done Cerebral Satire yesterday, Old Squat the Movies, and Wrestlecast, all available on Trending Topics and DSJMP.
Oh, here we go, Plugorama.
That was your shameless plug, and I shall not plug again throughout the show.
Oh, I very much doubt that. I'm sure you'll get another one in.
I'll try not to, but you know. But anyway, all right. So we've got a few good stories this week, but we need some more stories, Wayne, don't we?
Definitely, we could always go on the search for stories. You lot, you're listening to us. You must have pretty weird lives. So please, if you've got any issues you need us to sort, please email us at intimateaids@gmail.com.
Yeah, you don't have to leave your real name if you don't want to, but you know, it's up to you. It's up to you. Even little problems, like you know, might have your dog shitting on the floor or something. We don't mind, do we? Any little problems, Wayne, we can help with. If we can help people, we're happy.
That's what we live for.
We live to aid people. That's why we are intimate. Anyway, should we crack on with the first one?
Yep, the sooner we get going, the sooner we can help people.
Okay, the first story, Wayne, is sent in by Lindsay. Okay, it's not a real name, but there you go. And she says, "Dear Intimate Aids, my boyfriend is the biggest chatterbox I've ever met. And what makes it worse is that on rare occasions I do manage to get a word in edgeways, he stares at me vacantly, so it's clear he's not listening to a word I say. I want to dump him, but there's a weird reason I haven't. He's got a third nipple in the centre of his ribcage, and when he takes his t-shirt off, his torso resembles a very kind-looking face. It's as though his regular nipples look like eyes, his additional nipple a little nose, and his belly button a cute surprise little mouth. Anyway, I've taken to calling this chess man Christopher, and when my boyfriend is sleeping, I have long one-sided conversations with him about my feelings of what's happened during my day. Christopher's a great listener, and though he never responds, it's clear he oozes compassion and sympathy. I've even started to develop a strong sexual feeling for Chris, and taken to kissing his mouth / belly button when my boyfriend is snoring heavily. I realised things had gotten out of hand when I became frantic one morning last weekend after spotting some belly button fluff in my boyfriend's navel. Take it out! I screamed. Christopher's choking! What should I do? Yours sincerely, Karen."
Wow.
Just wow on that one. I mean, that's
a bit special, isn't it?
I think she's special. She needs help, don't she, Wayne?
I just like the way she refers to him as like a total separate person, though. Like, she refers to his mouth before it's a belly button.
Jesus Christ. Do you reckon she feeds it and stuff like that?
What, sit down and have tea and stuff?
Well, like, if like, just in bed or something, like, do you want a strawberry? Do you want some beans? And she puts some beans in the old belly button and wakes up and there's fucking bean stains all on his mouth.
Do you think that even the other one knows that this Christopher figure exists on his person?
Well, I think if he did, he would have run about 100 miles. Maybe this is like from that movie, How to Get Rid of Your Ex, or How to Make It Get Rid of Your Boyfriend, whatever the fucking all that film's called. how to date a guy and lose a guy in 10 days or something. I don't fucking know. I'm not a rom-com fan, as you can tell. But this scenario would be good, because if you want to come across as mental, it's a good way of coming across as mental, isn't it?
It's certainly... I just love it if she actually built up the courage one day and went, I've got something to say. I've been having an affair. Who with? Christopher. Who's Chris? Do I know him? It's your stomach. And then he just turned around and goes, not again.
Like, Christopher, your torso has more charisma, charm and charisma than you do. It's a sad state of affairs. And when you've got... It's a weird place to have a third nipple, isn't it?
Right in the centre of your right chest.
Right in the centre of your rib cage, a third nipple. Usually like third nipples, like if you look at Scaramanga and people like that with third nipples, they're just on the side a little bit, aren't they?
Mm.
You don't have a third nipple right in your chest. I don't believe her. I reckon you're lying. I don't reckon this is a trick.
I just, how is she... She says she's got an intimate with him. How do you reckon they shag? That must be a face fuck, surely.
Can you imagine, like, during sex, she's having sex with her man. Let's call him Mark, right? And she says, right, I'm going to sit on your face. And Mark's like, oh, okay, awesome. And then she sits on his belly button. Do you like that, Christopher? Do you like that?
He just... Who's Chris?
Who the fuck's Christopher? And why are you sitting on my stomach? It's really weird. That's a weird one. I don't really know how we can help her. Other than psychiatric help.
Perhaps try talking to him and actually build a relationship with the proper person. We'll call Mark, not Chris. But
let me go back to the actual statement. Because she says when she talks to her fella, he sort of looks at her like gazingly and looks right through her and doesn't listen. But anyway, so yes, so she does that, yeah. But how does the nipples look at her? Do they look intent on listening to her? Because when she has one-sided conversation...
Well, she must do, because she says that he's compassionate and everything. Nipples must have a really affectionate look and considerate.
Now, what if the Mark, let's call him, got fat and maybe a hairy chest, things like that?
They're just, it's time for a haircut / shave and time to lose some weight, exactly the same.
Yeah, but Christopher would look like he's like blowing his cheeks out, wouldn't he?
Still be fat cheeks on it, time to lose some weight.
Fat cheeks. But if you've got a hairy belly, then it'll look like you've got like hair on his forehead.
There's just a little bit of a Wolfman syndrome, it's fine.
Christopher the Wolfman. Okay. All right, let's wrap this one up, because it's very, very strange.
Yeah, I'm getting freaked out slightly, so...
Yeah. So, what are your final thoughts on this one, Wayne?
Either sort your relationship out with Mark, or go and see a shrink, either one.
Yeah, I'd say maybe talk to fella about it. Not Christopher, your proper fella. And, you know, if you're saying that you want to dump him, I think it maybe the best time to, really. I think let Christopher go, you know. I think let Christopher go. It's absolutely fine. And also, I do think you need psychiatric help. I do think that's in order. What do you reckon, Wayne? Do you reckon she needs to see a shrink?
Yeah, definitely. See a shrink and time to put the Christopher away under a T-shirt where he belongs.
Yeah, please do. So, Lindsay, please go see a psychiatrist, because I think this one's a massive troll anyway. But there you go. So that was our first story. Should we go into the next one, Wayne?
Please.
Okay. This one's from Lohan. Okay, see what I did there, Lindsay, and then now it's Lohan. See, I'm down with the kids. Right. It says,
kids of about 10 years ago.
Oh, really? So that's how old I am. Is she still in prison? Anyway, dear Intimate Aids, I need some advice on what could be a life-changing decision. I've suspected for some time now that my wife has been having an affair. There are the usual signs, the phone rings, and when I answer, someone hangs up. She started going out with the girls a lot recently, although when I ask her which girls, it's always, just some friends from work, you don't know them. I always look out for a taxi coming home, but she always walks down the drive, although I can hear a car setting off, as if she's got out of the car around the corner. Why? Is it not taxi? I once picked up her mobile just to see what time it was, and she went berserk and screamed that I should never touch her phone again. And why was I checking up on her? Anyway, I have never approached the subject with my wife. I think deep down, I just didn't want to know the truth. But last night she went out again, and I decided to check up on her. I decided I was going to hide behind my car, which would give me a view of the whole street, so I could see which car she gets out of. It was while I was crouching behind my car that I noticed the rust around my rear wheel arch. Should I take it to the body repair shop, or should I buy some stuff to try and repair it myself? And that was from Lohan.
I'd always get it done professionally and then sell it, because it's usually a sign if the bodywork started to go, the engine's going to start. So,
well, yeah, that is the thing, really. You know, I'm not big with cars. I don't really know.
I'm useless.
Hey, could you change the wheel?
Oh, fuck off, I'm good. And that's really sad, because my dad was a mechanic when he was really young, and my brother was a mechanic. He's like also a greenkeeper who's sort of, because of his mechanical background, actually does all the greenkeeping equipment up and that. And then there's me. I can barely change a fucking light bulb. So I can do the house ones, but I mean the car light headlights.
Oh, them car lights are an arse, though, Wayne.
You can't get your fucking fingers in there, can you?
They are an absolute fucking nightmare. I the full focus I had was an absolute bloody nightmare to get the lights out of. It was impossible. It was like taking the fucking engine apart just to get to the light.
Mm, yeah. You have to undo a bit and move a bit of the engine across just to get the fucking headlights.
For fuck's sake. This day and age, why couldn't you just have a little sliding mechanic? You know, something that just slides across.
Yeah, a little cover, slide it out.
Little throw up. And people say, well, you know, if you're going fast, it'll flap out. Just a little Allen key screws. A couple of little Allen key screws. Yeah.
Don't put it under stuff. So you have to get that out of the way before you can get to it.
Yeah, just
have accessible.
Accessible. What they're trying to mug us off. They want us to go nip into Halfords, don't they, for 5 minutes. And pay 20 quid.
And there's probably a secret compartment that they fucking just use anyway.
Yeah, there is. They've got their own little secret compartment. It takes them like 2 minutes. Oh, this is going to come back in an hour, mate. Come back in an hour. It's going to take forever.
It's going to be £50, mate.
Yeah, 50 quid.
They literally go out there. Done.
Yeah, but nightmare. Now, do we care about his wife having an affair? Because he didn't ask us about that, really, did he?
I think he knows.
He knows. I think he's dealt with it his own little way now, hasn't he? So
I think he's basically more worried about how he's going to catch her so he can get the most out of it. When they split up, if he can get more out of it, or using it as revenge. So if he goes dipping his wick, then he'll be able to go, wow, hey, I saw you get out of Sycamore Road the other night.
Sycamore Road? Oh, it sounds like you've got experience with this, Wayne. Where's Sycamore Road? Is that near you?
Near my mum and dad's.
Oh, we're getting into a story. Go on, explain.
There's no story. I just don't know why I picked a really random road. I made it sound more mysterious than it really is.
He was like, could have gone like a classic, like High Street or like North Road, Main Road. But no, you went Sycamore Street. Wow. Okay. I think you're harping back some emotions there from a previous time when you was at your mum and dad's. But
stalking people.
I had a stalker once.
Really?
Did I ever tell you? I never told you about my stalker. Yeah, I had a stalker. It was really weird, Wayne. It was really weird. Because she was in my brother's year at school. And I was, 3 years younger than my brother. And she used to follow me home. Well, after school, of course.
How old were you at the time?
I think I was about 13. And she was, 16. So she was in the last year of school. Right? And I was in, second or third year. Now, I'd walk home from school, because my mum and dad used to work away, so they wouldn't come back until late. And she'd sit outside on the pavement outside the house. Just sit there.
You sure she weren't after the brother?
No. It was me.
How do you know? Did she have like a cardboard sign?
She used to follow me home. She didn't follow my brother home.
Why didn't you go up and speak to her?
Well, I did in the end. I said, "You're fucking nuts. What are you fucking nuts?"
How long did this go on for then?
I'd say about a month. It was really weird.
I was you, one way you could have scared her off is like you gone to the toilet, so you got a shitty ring. Just open the door and go, "Love, can you give me a hand if you're just going to sit out there doing nothing?" Watch her fucking run.
Yeah, but what if she didn't run?
She'll be down Sycamore Road faster and you can fucking...
What if she was into that? It would be even more worrying, wouldn't it?
Well, you get your ass wiped for free. Well, it's win-win.
Yeah, maybe that was a way I should have gone down. That was a route I should have gone
down.
Yeah,
you should have knew me back then.
I should have had you as my companion back then. But yeah, so wheel arch, that's not good, is it? Having rust around your wheel arch.
No, because like I say, it's usually a sign of... Then again, do you want to spend all that money repairing it just to get rid of it?
Exactly, get rid of it. No details on the car. How old is the car?
Yeah, if that's a shitty old Fiesta from 10 years ago, you might as well just get rid of it.
Just get rid of it. Get rid of the missus and buy yourself a new car with the money you save. There you go. Yep.
And make sure that you extract everything you can from her from the breakup and then use that towards a new car.
Mate, come off it. It's his said wife. She's taking him for everything he's got. I don't know how you and Claire get on, but if you ever split up, that's it. She's taking everything, mate.
Ew.
They do. That's what they do.
That's what they do.
They do. They take you for everything you got.
Horrible species.
Yeah. They're all right. I don't mind them. Do you mind? They're all right. But yeah, so final thoughts on this one. Go get the car sorted or get rid of the wife and buy a new car.
Yeah. Well, let her say first. There might be something innocent, but chances are it's not.
Yeah. Okay. All right, let's move on. We hope that helped, Lohan. You know, get rid of your missus, buy a new car. Okay, so our third story is from Sad Sister, and she writes, "Dear Intimate Aids, every fall," which we had to talk about before the show, "is autumn wane, isn't it, you said?"
Yeah, but I think that's the Yankee word for autumn.
So this person's from America, it sounds like. "So every fall, my sister's, her cousins, and her cousin's sister-in-law have a weekend shopping excursion in our home city. We stay in a hotel, treat ourselves..." Oh, I can't do the American accent anymore, it's driving me mad. "We stay in a hotel, treat ourselves, shop for our children, and go out for lunches and dinners. It is a great time to reconnect. I have a sister called Wendy," inverted commas, okay, "whom we do not invite. She is offended to the point of tears when she finds out we have not invited her. My two sisters and I are very close in age, but Wendy hasn't been as close to this set of cousins as my sister and I have been through the years. We are all married, stay-at-home mums." Okay, now it's getting all, what's Sex in the City, isn't it? "Wendy is divorced, working mum, with one young child. There are several reasons why we don't include her. We know she doesn't have very much money for such an outing. She also does not have many of the same interests as we do. We're all very active churchgoers, while she only sporadically attends services. Plain and simple, she does not really fit in with us anymore. She takes it very personally, and last year it came over to my house unannounced crying about it, which upset my children and caused my husband to threaten to call the police if she did not leave. Now she barely speaks to me, and she told our relatives that I'm a horrible person, even though I've helped her. How can we get her to understand that she should perhaps find another set of friends whose lives and interests align more closely with hers? Yours sincerely, Sad Sister." Now, my first impressions, she sounds like a bitch, Wayne.
What, Sad Sister?
Yeah.
I was going to say, I side with the Wendy, is it?
Yeah, she's, this, sad sister, you got some fucking attitude, mate. You need to...
I like the way at first she's making out it's for her own good. Like, she hasn't got much money. But she doesn't go to church and she's no friend of ours.
Well, yeah, you know, I don't want to get onto Jeebus. We do that enough on satire.
It sounds like she's trying to be a bit like, these are my friends, you're not invited.
Yeah, she originally said, we do not invite her, but it's like they never even tried to invite her to start with.
No, and they've never tried. Our interests are different. Or have you tried doing anything that Wendy likes doing?
Yeah. I'm sorry, sad sister, but you're coming across as an absolute C-U-N-T.
Cunt.
So, yeah, I mean...
I'm not saying, if you don't really like her, don't invite her to everything. But if she's like family of friends or friends of family or whatever, at least once a year, just hold out your hand and do something. Take the hit on the chin.
How do you expect Wendy to even... You're not even giving Wendy a chance to change. You know, you're saying, oh, we don't have any interest. At least, you know, invite her along and maybe... During the course of the day, you'll find something that you're interested in. You're actually not even opening the book to give her a chance. That's like looking at a book and going, yeah, I hate the cover. I'm not reading it.
Fucking not yet.
Read a few pages. If you don't like it, you don't like it. But at least you've got to give it a go.
And sometimes it's a workbook that you have to read, but you grudgingly do it and get on with it.
Exactly. So... She must have kids at home and she gives them a meal. And the kids are like, I don't like it. You haven't tried it. You haven't tried the meal.
You don't just put it in the bin and go, right, get on with it.
You know, so how can you give that sort of, yeah, I don't. I
But we'll turn it on the head then, just to hear both sides. Have you ever had a friend throughout your life that keep being dragged in? You're just like, oh, fucking, I'm not in the mood for this tonight.
What do you mean? Like someone that hangs around in the group?
Or? Yeah, and or someone that, like, with me, I've got this one friend, and in fact you've met them, that you arrange stuff and you're up for it at the time. You're texting, you're like, yeah, we'll go for that drink or whatever. And then it gets to that day and I was like, I really don't want to fucking do this. Why did I ever agree?
In what way, though? That you don't want to meet him or you just...
Yeah, just a person that seemed to be keep getting into your social circles and does your tree that you just wish you could go, fuck off.
Well, why don't you just say, fuck off?
So you've never had this, then?
Well, I think I've never had it because I am that person. You know, I think in my set of friends, I am that person.
What, the one that everyone sees? Oh, fucking Ant's here.
Yeah, Ant's here again. Just fuck off. Because again, you know, you're talking about interests and things. Me and my friends don't have much in common, to be fair. I'm drum and bass guy. No one ever... Literally, I've been doing drum and bass for 12 years and not one person's come to any of my gigs. One of my friends in my group.
That's really harsh. I said I'd do it if you come around this way. And you haven't sort of done gigs since got to know you properly. You've only done like one or two in Nottingham.
Yeah, so anyway, that's neither here nor there. So I've got my drum and bass friends and now I've got my pub friends I go to. But I haven't got a great deal in common with my pub friends, you know.
And then you got your Cambridge friends that hold their head away from you.
Yeah, and they hate me. So bollocks, I'll just sit on, talk to
you're Wendy, you. Aren't you?
I think I am Wendy, Wade. But do you know what? Good. I'm glad I'm Wendy. Because you have to fucking socialise people with sad friends.
Also, I think the bit in the story is bullshit as well about, oh, her husband had to ring, you know, nearly called the police to get rid of her.
Nearly called the police.
I think that's her trying to justify being a bitch.
Yeah, I completely agree. I'm sorry, sad sister. You're a sad act. You know, I'm not happy with that. I'm not happy with that at all. She's not giving people a chance.
No.
Give peace a chance, mate.
I say, if you really don't like her, just as she's family of friends or friends of family, I don't know which one it was, it's something to do with cousins, do at least one thing as a family a year. Don't just totally outrule her and make her feel like an outsider, because that's just bullying.
Look, we all do things we don't want to from time to time, and we're not saying give her a chance. At least if you don't want to give her a chance, that's fine. We all have our own social friends and stuff. But you've got to let them down gently and just say, look, sorry. You've got to at least explain the situation. Just ignoring people is not a nice thing to do, is it?
No. I think we should leave that one there because I think she's a bitch and don't deserve any more time.
But so would you ever just not call people? If the people text you and you're like, oh, I can't be asked to text back.
Well, no, you even do the totem bullshit lie, don't you?
You do the what?
Totem bullshit lie. You know, you don't just, like, ignore them. You sort of twist the truth, don't you?
Twist the truth.
Now you're going to make me out to be sad sister now, aren't you?
Yeah, you're sad sister and I'm Wendy. By looks of it, let's do it then. I'll be Wendy. You be sad sister.
Oh no, I want to get myself.
Wayne, do you want to come out on Friday?
I'd love to, but unfortunately I can't.
Oh, why? What you got? What's happening?
I've got something on.
All right. Anything nice or?
Nah. It's a bit personal.
Bit personal. Oh, right. Okay. Anything in particular, though, that I can help with, maybe? If
it's personal, bitch! Fuck off, or I'm going to ring the police!
What an arsehole.
Yeah.
Okay, so the next one, Wayne, it goes like this. This is from a person called Very Unhappy Pink Fan.
What? Very Unhappy Pink Fan?
I don't think they mean Pink Floyd.
I was thinking a pink fan. Like, anyway...
What, a pink,
like a table fan? Yeah,
like a pink table fan, a 13 amp, a 3 amp pink table fan spinning around
in like Barbie's house
with the ability to write emails to agony uncles, to intimate aides.
Someone took my fuse out and now I won't blow.
Wow, that was fantastic. Anyway, let's crack on. A Very Unhappy Pink Fan writes, dear intimate aides, I am very friendly with a family I used to babysit for. I got friendly with the husband and he kissed me a few times. Also, we have met when his wife has gone to work and the three children were out. I love this man very much and he tells me he feels the same way. What can I do? I've told my friend and she says to find myself a boy my own age. I'm 15 and this man is 33.
Whoa.
Now, firstly, I don't think 33 is old, you little bitch. You know.
You wouldn't, would you?
No, 33 isn't old. In fact, I'd say you're entering the prime of your life at 33. And that's certainly when you're most sexually virile.
I was going to say deviant, but that works. It sounds like he's very deviant.
He is deviant, yeah. It's a deviant generation, I'm telling you. But 15, Wayne.
He couldn't have done anything more with her, could he? Because that would be illegal.
Boy, it is illegal. What do you mean it could have been illegal? It is illegal. Kissing a 15-year-old is illegal.
Is kissing illegal?
Got to be, isn't it? You can't just kissing a minor. I do that every day, but not in a sexual way.
I don't know if kissing can be legal.
What, like French kissing with the tongues and everything? Do you reckon there's got to be...
It depends what lips you use.
It's got to be... Oh, my God. Do you reckon there has to be penetration involved for it to be... I don't know the laws.
I don't know what... Because if you're going to do that, then like petting on the arm could be classed as illegal. Petting a minor.
Heavy petting.
That's getting your fingers wet.
Is it?
that's heavy petting.
I don't want to pet heavy. But, getting your fingers wet. Can you remember being at school and like fingering was the thing? Did you have you kissed her? Of course I've kissed her. Yeah, but you've gone like any further with her. If you fingered her, you fingered her. Why was that? Why was that big thing?
The bigger thing, like, with.
I fingered her, though. I fingered her, boys. Boys, smell my fingers. Oh. Used to do that one. Smell my fingers, boys.
With the circle of friends I was in, we're more worried about, you know, the underwater watchers, where the water resistant to 15 metres or whatever. Yeah. My one was 20 metres. Oh, well, I bathed in mine last night. It was just... That was more my circle of friends rather than fingering.
You were getting your watches wet, not your fingers.
Yep.
But yeah, I was different.
Mine's got a calculator.
I think we were a different sort of people back then. But 15, couldn't he have waited for a year? You know, even because that would be legal at least. But Harold, he's got three kids, man. This is give men a bad name.
I was going to say, I wouldn't say I love him because he's got look at what he's doing to his family. You're just fucking a bit on the side.
She likes pink. I don't think she's...
Oh my God, she's proper girly girl, isn't she?
Very girly girl, you know.
She probably thinks, like, Disney films are real.
They are? What do you mean they're not real? What do you mean they're not real? You ever seen Bedknobs and Broomsticks?
Well, Thing's not real, is it? Like, Shrek and stuff.
Of course it is.
Well, Wayne Rooney does exist, but that's not...
No, Shrek is based on a true story, Wayne.
Yeah, of course it is. And you're the donkey.
It's a fable.
I'm not even getting into this stupid argument.
Okay, sorry, yeah, it's a bit stupid. But yeah, anyway, let's get back to the actual story itself.
But
so,
oh, she's proper girly girl. She's probably come in with like a frilly skirt on, and
I'm a bad babysitter. Got my boyfriend in the shower, earning $3 an hour. Can you remember that song?
Yeah. But that's that even worse. You're breaking two laws because you're paying for a minor then.
Well, I, this is a bit cliche that you're having sex with a babysitter. That's cliche in itself. But, you know, he's 33 and you're 15. She's probably a virgin, I'd imagine. Do you reckon she's a virgin?
That's just...
I think it's like a bit of... You do tend to fancy older people when you're young, don't you? Because there's
don't,
no... There's
you can
no,
always fancy it, fancy a teacher and stuff, but don't mean you're actually going fuck it, though.
No. But there's nowhere to go. You can't go the other way, can you, when you're young? You can't go, like 10... If you're 15, right, and you fancy someone, like, 10 years old...
I don't know. You've seen those ones, like, 12 and 13-year-old fucking boys and stuff that get, like, people up the duff.
What?
Yeah, in the sun, so that must be true.
Oh,
that,
in the sun.
That boy Alfie that had one like at 9 years old or something, or 10 years old, the like Britain's youngest father.
And how old was the girl?
Oh, she was a little bit older. She was like 14 odd.
And she was having sex with a 9 year old?
Yeah. Do you want me to get the...
No, story? I do not want you to get the story up. Jesus Christ. Why the hell would I want to watch that? I'll get fucking the police knocking on my house. Fucking hell. I'll be in fucking prison with Gary Glitter.
Not
and
a bloody
Paris.
It's not an actual video of the incident.
I don't want to know. You've not improved my life one iota by giving me that story. You've not improved anything. You've made my life a little bit worse.
That do lower your faith in society when you hear stories like that.
Yes.
Because it's not natural for a boy to go looking for at that age.
I prefer putting blinkers on to stuff like that.
Underage pregnancy doesn't happen.
Right. Give kids... Every kid should have a chastity belt until they're 16.
Oh, you're talking like such a father now.
I know! A few years ago...
Lola, mate, is never going out the house!
Oh, mate, I'll tell you, I'm not looking forward to them years.
Not the first time she brings like a boy that you've never heard of home, you know, before,
and he's not going to be a decent.
He walks through the door and he's spotty and greasy.
But
he's
gonna
only just got
chat.
His driving license, and that's a heap of shit out there.
He's got a fucking Vauxhall Corsa outside, yep. with a stereo system. With his stereo system's worth more than the car.
And you go into the cinema, and then going somewhere nice. And he goes, "No, we're just going to Needham Lake." It's like, we all know where you're going then.
Again, you're giving us... Where's Needham Lake? Where's Needham Lake? Have you ever taken a girl to Needham Lake, Wayne?
I have.
Yeah, go on. Tell me the story of Needham
Lake. It's what you imagine. It's a car park in a dark pit near a lake.
Oh, is it like Friday the 13th or something you can get?
Get killed.
Yeah, like that's like, what a car park, a lover's corner on a car park by a lake. That's pretty scary, isn't it? Is it called Lover's Lake?
No, it's called Needham Lake. Funny enough,
so you were the spotty kid at one point.
But
if you, I'll tell you what, if you, as a 17-year-old, turned up outside my house, firstly, I'd say, why are you dating a dwarf? Because I bet he was even smaller at 17, wasn't he?
Probably.
So, and secondly, I want to know your credentials.
You want a resume?
I want a resume. It's like a job interview. My daughter is a job interview.
What, she's well patted?
What?
I don't know. I was just saying the job thing.
I don't know where you're going with that. I don't want to know where you're going with that. But no, if you say my daughter, I want credentials. I want to know what you're doing with your life. I don't want you pulling up in your fucking Vauxhall Nova, taking my daughter out to Tesco's car park to play drums and the bass really loudly, smoking the Ganj. You're not doing that to my daughter. I fucking worked me arse off raising her, and then little prick like that's going to come along and ruin her.
I'm going to soil her in one night.
Don't you dare say that. Never. I'm going to be an evil, evil dad.
You're actually going to put a belt on her, chastity belt.
I think I might do, like from medieval times. Not fucking doing it.
That'd be hilarious if she gets to 17. She's going down Needham Lake. That would just, like, all those years later, that would just be a little bell go off in your head.
Fucking Needham Lake. I'm ever moving down your way. But yeah, so anyway, back to the story. What do you reckon?
Oh, it's the babysitter one, man. I'm sorry, we went so off the track.
It's the babysitter one.
I would avoid him. I don't think that's very... What is going to come out of it?
That's her job. That's her job. She's getting paid to do that.
Look after a bloody religious family's child. Actually, that's probably worse.
Oh, they'll definitely touch her.
I'd get away from as much as possible, because it's only going to come out the more you prod it and... Not like that.
It's only going to come out the more you prod it. Well, that's a good euphemism. Thanks for that, Wayne.
You know what I mean. The more you keep getting yourself into that situation, the more likely it's to come out, and you're just going to get a horrible reputation at such a young age. Yeah. And you're going to ruin a family.
I'm gonna hit this kid, unhappy pink fan, with a bit of a cliche. That at 15, mate, you don't know what love is. Do you reckon that's true, Wayne?
Well, yeah, because he certainly, and even if you do, for some freaky reason, love him, he doesn't love you.
He doesn't love you. He wants you for a bit of slap and tickle with a minor. I have you, mate. So you do need to contact the police. That would be the first thing we should have said, really. You need to go to the police because you're a minor.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you are 15. That's not good. And, yeah, this guy sounds like... I reckon he drives an Audi.
I reckon he's a fucking business type person that goes to wine bars at lunch. You know, can't even wait to the end.
Hang on. Nothing wrong with a wine bar at lunchtime, Wayne.
There we go.
You can often find me.
Do you have a lot of babysitters?
I do. And I don't leave the house. I just hire them. They just sit in the corner.
Is that the new way of saying you want an escort online? I want a babysitter.
Well, yeah, but you know, but what? There's that thing in Japan where you get like adult nappies. So what about you? Could what if you hired a babysitter? Right,
it's time to put me to bed and give me a wash.
And yeah, like it's you. You're the babysitter. So the babysitter walks in. She's like, right, okay. So where's baby? I'm baby. And you take your trousers off, and you're in like an adult nappy. And you're like, I need changing. What would you do? Would you think, fuck it? It's the money, isn't it?
Well, it depends on the pay rate. If it's only like £5 for the evening, no.
Well, that's all they get anyway, isn't it? £5, £5, £10 a night. That's why you get the kids in for the. So you can pay kids any old shit, can't you? Look what they do in China.
I'd rather not.
And India. Well, you know, pay them anything. £2 an hour. £2 an hour, babysitter. Do you want to babysit Lola May for £2 an hour, Wayne?
No. I'm sure she's lovely, but no.
They're fucking asleep anyway, most of the night. It's one of the easiest jobs on earth.
Yeah, of course it is. When I've Skyped you before and there's like... tornado running through the house.
No, yeah, but that's...
And as you go, fucking hell! Yeah, easiest job in the world.
No. She goes to bed at 7 o'clock, like half 7, so usually babysitters arrive. If you're going out for the night, you're not going out before half 7, are you? So
that's what parents want you to think, just to get you in there.
But then you, when you go out, so babies pretty much all in bed. They just sit there. That's all they're doing. They're sitting.
Plotting their next thing.
Getting off with 17-year-old Wayne in his Vauxhall Nova. Fucking... Oh, this one's making me angry.
Right, we're going to do the last one now, then.
Well, let's do the last one. So, final thoughts on this one first. Contact the police and
get rid of him,
because he clearly is an Audi / BMW driver.
Yeah, not even worth your time.
Not even worth your time. So, there you go. Right, let's do the last one then, Wayne, which is Dear Intimate AIDS, my boyfriend and I have a great relationship, but there are times when he dons a Darth Vader mask and refuses to answer to anything other than Darth Kickass. What should I do? And that's from someone called Perplexed.
I'd kick his ass and tell him to grow up.
Oh, what's wrong with a bit of cosplay? What's wrong with a bit of cosplay?
Is it, though? Is it, like, in its time and place? Or is he just going around in that world all the time?
No, it just says, you know, there are times when he dons a Darth Vader mask. Just that's awesome to me. I reckon she should get to
fair enough, yeah. I thought it meant like he was living that life.
No, it's like a sexual thing. Is it a sexual thing even? She just says...
I don't even think it is. I just think...
I reckon he sounds quite fun.
Do you reckon he has a cape and everything?
See, I'm imagining him being naked, but just with the helmet.
With just the helmet?
Just the helmet.
And he's got his lightsaber out.
Well, so he's got two helmets hanging out, but...
Do, 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 do.
Call me Darth Kickass. Anyway, so I'm happy. If you don't like it, talk to him about it. Stop writing to us. What do you reckon, Wayne?
Well, sum it up. You know, is he, you know, is he just having a bit of fun? You're just exaggerating. If it really is excessive and it's getting on your tits, just tell him.
Well, obviously, we've heard before that you've dressed up as a woman before, haven't we?
Mm-hmm.
And you said you really like dressing up as a woman.
Right, you're exaggerating that bit.
If you had to, would you do something like this? Would this be up your street? Because, you know, you like a bit of cosplay.
If I had the equipment, yeah.
What do you mean? And is that a euphemism? What do you mean, equipment?
Well, no, if I had the Darth Vader mask, why not? Get Claire to dress up like Leia.
Okay, so...
Oh, no, because that's like daughter and father, isn't it?
That is, yeah.
Oh, my God. Maybe not that, then.
Well, maybe that is your thing.
Claire looks a bit like Yoda.
God! You can't say that. Claire looks like Yoda. Oh, my God.
Lightsaber put up.
get your fucking intercontinental championship belt out. Fucking hell. So there you have it. Claire looks like Yoda. If you had to dress up as someone for sexy times, would that be someone that you'd go for, Darth Vader?
No, I'd go for someone cheeky, you know, happy.
Cheeky? All right. Who are you thinking? Cheeky and happy. Ronald McDonald?
I'd probably dress up in all football gear, so not just any footballer in particular, just a footballer. Have your boots on in bed
and everything. You're going to be a full kit wanker?
Yeah.
A full kit wanker.
Socks and everything.
Have you ever seen full kit wankers?
No.
You've never seen Uptown full kit wankers?
No.
With the socks, the shorts and the shirt?
Oh, like out and about?
Yeah, out and about.
Oh, yeah. I thought you meant there was actually like a porn series or something called full kit wankers. But
No.
Yeah, I'd be a footballer and I'd proper like, I don't know.
What? You'd be a footballer. And who would Claire be?
I'd get her dressed up like a footballer as well, because women in football shirts are hot. Especially the fitted ones, the actual women's shirts.
Now, hang on, right? So, you're doing the same as last week. So you want to fuck a man again?
No, you've seen the women's fitted football tops. They're hot.
It's not the best sport in the world to me, so...
The women being fit in the uniform, though, does it?
I'd rather see a woman... I don't find football shirts attractive.
Oh, do they?
So if Claire, let's say you come home to tomorrow night and after the job centre and that. And
I want Claire, women in tennis gear as well.
Tennis gear is sexy.
Mm.
Tennis gear is sexy.
Anna Ivanovic.
Oh, yeah, I like her as well. But if you, it's all right, so you're coming home and Claire is a full kit wanker. All right. Do you get turned on?
I would. I do like women in football gear.
All right. What if it's Norwich City?
Ugh, I could spaff over the badge, couldn't I? And just sort of wipe my arse on a bit.
You could spaff? What the fuck does... What's spaff mean?
Come.
I've literally never heard spaff before.
Really?
Is that a local dialect thing?
I spaffed over a tit. You've really never heard that?
I spaffed over a tit. I have never heard the word spaff.
Wow, I thought that was one of the more common ones. Obviously not.
I'm looking it up now. Right now, I'm looking it up on Urban Dictionary. Spaff. It's come straight up. It's come straight up. Urban Dictionary. To wake up in the morning with a huge amount of Facebook notifications and finding out that one person has liked every comment you made the previous day. That's what spaff.
The fuck?
That's what spaff means. Oh, and here's another one. To ejaculate, usually into or onto something.
There we go.
More than likely an inanimate object.
Well, Devil Vamp's well away then. He spaffs all the time.
Quote, I'd love to spaff in that kettle.
Ah.
So there you
Why
go.
Why was that the example?
I don't know.
Well, you need an example of shooting your load onto something.
You know when you get like dirty cars and that and people write like, things on vans, mm-hmm. workmen's vans when they're all dirty.
Clean me and all that. Yeah,
clean me and stuff like that. I saw one yesterday that said, I finger rabbits. I finger rabbits. And the 12-year-old in me found that absolutely hysterical. I was pissing myself. I was just looking at the back of this van saying, I finger rabbits. And I found it the most funny thing I've ever seen. Shows you how old I am at heart. But yeah. Oh dear. So thoughts on this one, Wayne? You'd like to dress up in a football kit and shag?
Hang on. You never said what you'd like to dress up as.
Well, my missus looks a little bit like Vader Scott, so I'd get her to go full Vader Scott with it. So I like Vader Scott. If you don't know who Vader Scott is, guys, she's a female wrestler.
But then you'd have heavy set lust and after your missus.
Well, you know, she does look a bit Vader Scottish, Amy. So I'd be Ric Flair, and
you got the saggy boobs.
Yes, I do.
Woo!
I can do loads of wooing, and I can elbow drop my pants, and yeah, that would be good. Woo! And I could cut a promo whilst having sex.
Wow!
I'm the Nature Boy.
I don't know what to say to that.
Woo! That's all you can say. So that's it. So basically, we're saying what are we saying to Perplexed? We're just saying. Get on with it, or?
Yeah, get on with it. Let him have his fun. Join in, you never know, you might like it.
Some fun. Buy a Yoda mask. And say, you've got to call me Yoda Pants. And that's fine. Play along with it. If you don't like it, talk to him about it. Stop moaning at us. I know this is the whole point of the show. But...
We would never show if everyone just got on with it.
Oh, yeah, but this one ain't serious, is it? This one's just, he's only having a laugh. If you don't like it, just say no. You don't have to call him Darth Kickass. You can call him by his real name. He's not, like, forcing you to.
Oi, John.
No, I'm Darth Kickass.
John, I'm taking your mask away now. Come on.
just play along with it. It's all a bit of fun. It depends how frequent he's doing it as well, doesn't it? If he's doing it every day, then yeah, it might get a bit concerning and a bit annoying. But if it's like a once a month thing that he just watched Star Wars Next Generation, whatever it's called. Is there Star Wars Next Generation?
No, Star Trek.
They're the same fucking thing to me, mate.
Oh, you're going to, right, leave that there because you're upset a lot of people.
I just couldn't give a shit. I don't like either of them. I don't get it. I don't get it. I don't get that sort of thing. I like Star Wars. I can watch them, but there's people that love it. Like, they learn Klingon and stuff like that, don't they? They love it so much that they go to extremities of, like, I saw one guy in the paper trying to make himself look like a character from Star Wars. So he was getting his face tattooed and stuff, all different colours of his face. That's just fucking hell. He wants to look like fucking Jar Jar Binks. I'm fine with that, right? But that's extreme to me. Because it is just the movie. What do you reckon, Wayne? Do you reckon it's just the movie, isn't it?
Thanks for that.
What? are you a big Wars fan or Trekkie or?
I don't mind either. Can't say I spaff myself over it, but I can't say I'd go off on a rant like you just did.
No, I just don't get the massive extremes of what people. I don't get cosplay. I don't understand that. Why you could go to a convention with 8,000 people and dress up as someone, it's a world I don't understand. I'm thinking that I'm a character from Star Wars because I love Star Wars, and all over my house I've got Star Wars things, I've got figurines, everything. I've seen these Trekkies and that, and Star Wars fans, they're crazy over the Star Wars, you know. It's like a 2-hour movie.
You're sounding like such an old person.
I'm not old.
How dare do the youngins go out dressed up? I don't get it. It's like a new universe.
It is a different universe, literally. I don't get it. No, because these are the same people that play Dungeons & Dragons, isn't it?
Oh, we're not getting into this.
Yeah, we are. We are getting into it. They play Dungeons & Dragons during the day with their mates in their mum's basement, and then they go out and dress up as fucking Jar Jar Binks. Now, each their own. They're not hurting anyone. That's fine. But I don't understand it. I don't understand that you can get that fascinated over a particular thing enough to just go extremes.
So you just said, leave this like bloke alone. He's doing no harm. But then you've just gone off on ranting about what he's doing.
No, I'm saying each...
Leave him.
Yeah, all right, I'll leave him alone. But I'm just saying, I just don't get it. I don't get it. I don't watch There's Something About Mary and then absolutely love the movie so much that I'm going to start putting cum in my hair and looking like Cameron Diaz. I'd like to look like Cameron Diaz, but I won't. You know, it's just one of those things. I don't get it. But anyway, should we wrap up the show?
Yes, please, after that.
Okay, so final thoughts, Wayne. Oh, actually, Wayne, have you got anything, you know, the last little bit, have you got anything to be helped with this week, or are you okay?
I'm okay. I've got a bank visit tomorrow to close an account, and I just know they're going to try fucking making me open stuff and offering me loans, and I just want to know the easiest way. Do I just let them ramble on and go, no thanks, at the end of it, or do I just step in first and go...
Wait, what bank are you going to?
HSBC, that aren't normally that bad, but...
Go to Nationwide, man. I'm a big fan of Nationwide.
I just know I'm going to get, why don't you open this ISA up? No, and do you want a credit card? And I'll just be like, no, just, I'm here to shut my account. Can you do it?
Then why don't you just say that to them? I'm here to shut my account. Just fucking do it.
There we go. You've helped me. I didn't know if that was just me being a knob or.
No, you can just go in there and say, maybe not swear, but say, just walk in, say, I want to close my account down. And then when they start rabbit on, no, I'll just. You need to no-sell it. Like, you need to do a Marshawn Lynch. I don't know if you know who Marshawn Lynch is.
No.
Right. He's an American football player, and he has to do press conferences. And whenever...
Oh, right, I've heard about this, dude.
He just says the same question. He just, I'm just here so I won't get fan buzz. So whenever you go in there tomorrow, just say, I'm just here to close my account. And she'll talk to you again. I'm just here to close my account. I'm just here to close my account. And then you'll be fine. And then she'll shut up after about two or three attempts. But there you go.
There we go. Thanks. You've helped me.
I need some help, Wayne.
Go on then. What's your one?
Got a bad back.
What have you been up to?
I don't know. I've always...
I need to know the source of the pain before I can help.
I think it's my posture. I need to sort my posture out. What do you reckon I should do?
What sort of back pain is it?
It's all over my back now. And I don't want to just get a normal massage because I think a normal massage will just sort it out for like a day and then it'll be crap again.
You should have gone to that place in London I recommended.
That was a brothel. I'm not going to a brothel. No matter how good looking these Chinese women are, and I do love the Chinese women, I'm not going to a brothel. Bollocks.
Then you can go to the meat house afterwards.
Meat house. I love that place. That was awesome. So yeah, so what do you reckon I have to do? Just do you reckon I need to go to a back?
Was it an injury that caused it, or is it just general?
Just general sort of
now pain. You're obviously walking funny to try and avoid back pain, that's making other bits.
Yeah. I need to get it sorted.
You either need painkillers or to take it easy, one or the other. Obviously you can't exactly stop being a parent, so you're gonna probably have to go and get it looked at.
Yeah. Especially when I carry her. Fucking agony then. She's getting
make her walk, she's got legs.
Yeah, she's only got little legs, isn't she? She's like you. You get when we went to London, you got tired after about half hour walking because you got little legs, didn't you?
You didn't carry me.
No, I fucking didn't. You're way too fat to carry, you fat bastard. You're fatter than me.
Oh, not this argument again. How many press-ups can you do?
Was that even on the show? I don't think...
No, no one will get that.
I'm glad the press-up thing has gone right over everyone's head. So, anyway, so where can we find you?
You can find me on at Wayne's a Baker. And if you can email us your stories, intimateaids@gmail.com.
That's right. And you can find me at MC Vigilante. And also on Cerebral Satire, blah, 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 all the shows that I'd plugged at the start. So thanks for listening. Bye. Help, I need somebody. Help, not just anybody. Help, you know I need someone. Help.